Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, 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 Queen. Happy Corona Lock Your Ass Down Day.
Don't remind me. How are you?
I'm okay. My old bones is creaking and my ass is getting fat sitting working from home, so I don't know. I don't like myself these days. I'm going to get out and go for a walk or something. I got to get some exercise. I'm starting to get light-skinned again. So I need some sun to hit my ass.
Yeah, this is the thing that's aggravating me because when I'm working those long hours, I don't have time to eat. I don't think about food. I'm just focused on the task at hand, and that's it. Being home, I have ate more snacks in my time being home than I probably have to the whole time I was working at the census. It's ridiculous. I mean, good thing some of those snacking is fruits and vegetables because I had to do it a little different, but I pulled out my little at-home workout equipment and started making my green tea because I'm telling you, there is going to be no such thing as a summer body for anybody. This is
Well, I can tell you one thing. If things don't turn around soon, you might see me on the New Jersey tailpipe selling penis to the old ladies driving by because money's getting funny as hell. My clients can't make money because they can't get shit shipped in. They can't get out. I got fitness people that can't do their fitness. I got pole instructors that can't get on the damn pole except the ones in the damn bedroom. So, yeah, it's a little tough right now.
Yeah. It's just, but shout out to those people that have been reaching out about, you know, my bedroom accessories, my little goodies.
Yes.
You are a blessing. Because
yes.
You don't understand that this is, we're taking a hit.
Yes.
Especially for people who are, being entrepreneurs and also have regular jobs as well, and now you're hit with both of them. Well, you can't, you know, you're out of work, and then your business is taking a hit. But everybody, mm-hmm. That's what the show is about. We're going to talk about money, surviving this chaotic time, because this is, you know, it's going to cause a lot of financial hardships for our people. So we want to discuss some tips on what you can do and be as informative as we can, as we always do. And ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. Well, the reason why we wanted to cover this is because there's a lot of uncertainty, and I talked to maybe at least 10. I lost track after 10. small business owners, about four in Philly, two in Delaware, of course, one in Trinidad and one in Jamaica. And it's just, it's not just here, it's everywhere. So one of the biggest questions that I get is how do I make money when I used to be out and going about to make my money? I have to do it from the kitchen table. How do I do it? I thought that it'd be pretty cool for us to stop, take a second, and address some of these things. What do you think, Queen?
Absolutely.
Off the top of your head, you got any tips?
Well, we have to really take this opportunity to reach out to our online fan base, you know, utilize social media. We know people are home. We know they're scrolling their social medias more than usual because they have nothing else to do. They need to kill time. They need a way to pass time. So we have to utilize our social media, reach out to past clients and make sure they're good, whether they need anything. We get some specials together because although we want to make money, of course, we do have to understand that people are out of work. So although people may need things, they still have to be able to budget and be reasonable about their purchases as well. If you have a service where you have inventory, you can still schedule a way to, you know, make some purchases and go to the post office, but just limit how often you go to the, you know, the post office and stuff. It's a shame that lady at the post office know me, if she shouldn't. But
sure,
you got to promote yourself the best, you know, the best way you can without leaving. We have video chats. We have live services. Make your groups, you know, your Facebook groups, or go live on your pages and stuff. Promote. You can't. This is, we got all the time in the world now. Promote, because certain businesses, you may not think people is checking for it, but people are checking for it. I've had people shop more than usual now, because some people are coping with not being able to, you know, go out by shopping.
Mm-hmm.
If you got, especially if you got drop shipping, you know, they're on it. But you got to work through the business. It all depends on your product. You got to see, you might have to revamp some stuff. But it's a way. It's going to be a little harder, just with the economy and everything. But you got to make it work. Offer some deals, some specials. Put some polls out there. See what the needs are of people. You know?
Mm-hmm. And you hit the nail on the head, because you have to supply that need of what people want. There's a lot of you who are home right now. Some of you still work from home. And you're not going to get a better time to get your shit together than you are right now. Now is the time. If you have a business, if you're doing something from home, or if you're trying to start something, do it now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get up, get in the car, get up, get on the bus, and go to work. You just roll over, put your damn wig on your head, take it off, whatever the hell, and sit at the table and work. But when your job is done, just log off and start finishing up what you're trying to do for your business. And try to think about, how can I alter my business to fit what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's there's people who need stuff. Affiliate marketing is something I've been looking into, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. I haven't had a lot of time to investigate it more, but I'm liking it. Of course, drop shipment. If you have an SB account, if you have a Shopify account, start switching up your business to fit the needs of the customers. People aren't getting up going to buy clothes for kids right now, but they still need them. So maybe that's something you want to add to your drop shipment. If you don't have a business, do it as a side hustle. You can sign up for these companies for a little bit, like maybe $30 a month or something like that, and you can start selling items that you don't have to pay for up front. No inventory. It's just you and your computer. Some people are doing it from an iPhone. So you got opportunities, and you could definitely do some things to bring that extra cash. Now, I have a bunch of questions, Queen. I wanted to try to run through them fairly quickly because it's a lot of them. A majority of them are about the, of course, that free money that Trump has given out. Everybody's excited. Everybody's hype. And the first question is from Tamika. Shout out to Tamika down in North Carolina. She last week was our first time listening to us. So shout out to her.
Welcome.
So Tamika is asking, do we know if people who are receiving SSI disability check, will they still get one of those Trump checks, I'm calling them? Them Trump payoff checks.
the hush money. I'm going to throw you a couple of dollars so you can reelect me. Just forget all the fuckery that I'm doing. Just here. Let me buy you. Okay.
Take that money and say, fuck you in November.
Right. He don't know black people so well, do he? I don't know. Do you know the answer to that as far as those?
Yes. The answer is yes. You will be able to collect. So no matter what kind of disability check you got going on, you definitely can do it. The only thing that I see that won't, because I have about four questions from women who said they watched the news and they heard that if you owe back child support. And they're asking, is it true? Well, if the news said it, there you go. But yes, if you owe child support, you cannot get a stimulus check. You don't deserve a stimulus check if you owe back child support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yes, to the first question, yes, you definitely can. The next question in this line, I'm trying to knock these all the stimulus check stuff out the way so we can get back on track.
Okay.
The next one is, if you are currently working, do I still get a check? I'm be honest with you, I have looked for a few days for my own personal reasons. So did you hear anything about that, Queen?
I hear that you are supposed to still get it. Only because of, I mean, they're still looking at it as, you know, you are still having more expenses than you still have to come out your pockets a little extra stuff that you might have not been able to do. Because look, do you see how these? I paid almost $5 for a freaking dozen of eggs the other day. You see how these stores is price gouging? They are taking full advantage of this crisis. So the answer to that is yes. I don't know. Is that a definite that price at $1,000, Hakim? Is that definitely for everybody? But it all depends on your tax bracket. Am I correct? Like your household income.
Your income, yeah. Especially if you're married and all the other stuff. I'm glad you mentioned that because there's a lot of folks who have multiple people in the house working. So if you play the game right, everybody get a checkup in there. So now, in terms of the price gouging, before it slips my mind, what you do is you report it to your state attorney general's office. Okay, you report calling 911, or you can call 311 for information. But let me say your trick: you go online and put in the name of your state and attorney general's office, and they're going to there's a complaint thing. You just report it, and they'll investigate it, and they will attack. If it's something major on a federal level, like you feel like you're being overcharged or something, you would call the Federal Trade Commission. And they'll be happy to put their federal foot up somebody's ass, I know personally. So that's your state attorney general. Don't call Bill Barr. That's the feds. I'm talking about if you're in Jersey, Delaware, you're going to Google your own attorney general's office.
You're good to know that.
Let's see. Let me help you all out. For more information about the Corona hush money checks, you go to irs.gov/coronavirus. And they are releasing information out a little bit at a time. I spent a little bit of time on it yesterday, and then I went back and checked about 30 minutes before the show, and it was stuff that wasn't on it yesterday. Also, for you folks who didn't file taxes, because that's I lost count how many questions that is about that. Okay. The process is going, from what I'm understanding, and if I'm wrong, one of the listeners, please correct me. If you filed your 2018 or 19 or both, they're going to go by your banking information.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, y'all get first dibs. For those of you who did not do your taxes, they extended it. Hurry your ass up and get them taxes in there. If you haven't did it, get them in there so you can be in the system, because they're going to start issuing checks probably the third week of April. For those who did not do checks, for you under the table workers and you contractors and freelancers, because I think there's a few pole instructors listening to this show because they know what I was going to be talking about tonight, you still will get a check. There's going to be another link to the IRS website that will allow you to go in and enter your information so you could take advantage of the opportunity too, because guess what? You're going to check too. Everybody getting a check, some Oprah shit. So I hope that was helpful. That will put some money in everybody's pockets. You know, the sad part is everybody going to have a pocket full of money with nowhere to go.
Right. But my advice is utilize this money for what you need to utilize it for, such as bills. And I say this because we don't know how long this is going to last. You will not be continuously getting a check. I do know some people, I am so hating right now, some people did receive some extra funds on their SNAP cards, their, their access cards, whatever, depending on what state you're on, what it's called. They got some extra food stamps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, getting the food stamps does not 100% disqualify you from getting the hush money check, the Trump check as well, depending on whether you are working or not. You know, some people thought they were just going to get just because you get stamps, you're going to get $1,000. No, it actually went by your family size and what you receive monthly. Because what you receive monthly goes based on your income that you had reported. So some people might have got an extra $50 and some people did get $1,000. I saw you bitches bragging on Facebook about it. That's a whole other story. But, and they are given some type of assistance now. I do understand some people's point of view because, you know, for some people, if you're going to get a check, appreciate it because something is better than nothing. But for some people, that's not even going to make a dent in our, you know, in our bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send me $1,000 and I'm already $1,850 a month. You know?
Mm.
Thank God for entrepreneurship. So I 100% encourage it, even if you want to use some of that Trump check that you're going to get to invest a little bit in yourself, where you can invest in something that you're going to be able to make money from that investment, by all means,
yep.
Do it. It's a lot of people that have certain needs right now that they don't have access to because they are closed. Now, they may be closed as far as businesses in the physical aspects of it, like you can't just walk into the store, but that's where online sales come in at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keep that in mind, people. You know, we've always pushed entrepreneurship. We know it's the way to go.
Yep.
Making is always a help, a little extra, an add-on, until you get to a place where you don't need, you know, to go
mm-hmm.
and punch a clock. But go ahead. I got a little off topic.
All right, we got another question I want to get out there. Someone, they want to remain anonymous, but they're asking, from our opinion, what should they invest this extra income into in terms of making something grow, investing the money, because if they're going to have extras?
Okay.
What's a good side hustle, so to speak?
Direct sale companies. If it's a direct sale company that is in high demand right now, make it make sense, though. You know, don't go buy the toilet paper for $10 and then be selling it for $30.
Yes, please don't do that.
Don't do that, because
we will find
those.
You.
Yes.
We're going to find you and beat your ass.
You know, like how Kim said, clothes. Clothing stores are closed. People still need clothes. People need everyday house products. Just
mm-hmm.
look at these vendor lists and just don't jump on any one. But like I said, it has to make sense. Look at it, compare. Find things that have drop shipping. What else? Oh my God! Those people need hair and stuff now. It's like no.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm telling you, I still get up. I may be stuck in the house, but I ain't dead. So I still, you know, get myself right and together. You know.
Yeah.
Because being stuck and confined, and having no choice in a matter, whether you go out or not and do things, can be depressing. So I just want to give the extra support and shout out and prayers to people who are suffering from mental illnesses, because this is a bitch right here. This right here, it's like for people who already is in a world where they feel alone, this right here can push someone, you know, to a dark place. You know?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm just, I'm a little off topic. We were talking about the stores, you know, I mean, the things to invest into. So if you got a couple that you want to do, and then you can kind of piggyback off the mental health thing, that'd be great. But,
Now, to answer your question, a short answer, find some things that you know that are needed in the hood. The
mm-hmm.
Queen offers some great business opportunities and some great side hustles. For those of you, you know, who because I've seen it already coming through the inbox. But what if you're one of those people that like to go in and try things on and you don't trust online shopping, blah, blah, blah? Well, find something that you can do that, that one, is in your niche, and two, is in demand. I'm going to say it to my lips turn blue. If you can cook, why ain't you selling platters? Right?
Because
there's a lot of people at home that don't want to cook. So,
and me,
I mean,
I've always cooked, and I've been cooking, and sometimes I just need a break. And since I'm not ordering from Uber Eats or any of these stores out here, and my kids are very picky because they like home-cooked meals. Oh, girl, that had your little dinner sale. That had your dinner sale last time. I was so upset you wasn't delivering to Jersey.
Yeah, and that was...
But you had a minimum of 4 platters sold just at the snap of a finger.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that one.
So next time you decide to do it, even if you want to make a little exception, add a little delivery free, not a fee on there, not too high, just get at me, girl. Get at me.
Well, she's listening, so I'm sure she will definitely be getting at you. But, yeah, I mean, it's you know, shout out to Janet Jackson who's listening. She's right. Everybody can't cook. But it's okay. Everybody don't need to cook, but those who can, if you know you can cook, you can bake, and you have a clean kitchen, and you can actually maybe do some videos, show your food off and stuff like that, people will feel, they'll give you a play. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But you can't, do not be trying to sell me a goddamn platter when I'm looking at your live video and you got 14 goddamn bags of damn bread all folded up on top of the goddamn refrigerator and they're going all which ways like spaghetti. You got 16 things of oodles and noodles on top of the counter. There's crumbs and shit and stain on the floor like it's been there since the goddamn, since 98. No, we're not going to buy from you. Be presentable. Please.
Yeah.
I've seen chicks for the last week trying to sell drinks and, hey, we'll take the shot challenge bullshit. And after they do the shot challenge, they look, I got drinks to sell. I'm making deliveries. And you're looking in the background and like goddamn, like Syria back there after a goddamn bombing. Clean your shit up if you want to make this money.
And you're right, Janet Jackson. Everybody can cook. But this person that was selling the plates and stuff came from a reliable source that I trust is his judgment 100%. So if I can say that person is a go, that person is a go. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to see somebody or anybody on Facebook or any social media selling platters, and I'm going to just, you know, put my life at risk for food poisoning. No, that's not the way it goes. But you're absolutely right. And that's what friends come in at. So when your friend, and you know he can't cook, be like, oh, I'm about to start selling platters. This is when you become a real friend and be like, look, you know you could pipe the hell out of a hairstyle, girl. That's what you need to do. That's when you be honest with your friend, let them know to avoid investing time and money into something that's not going to work.
Okay,
now.
You know, there's also... there's these multi-level marketing hair companies out now where you sign up and you got access to, they give you a store and you can buy your kit where you got a bunch of hair to sell. So for those of you who are hard up for your wig pieces, there's a lot of them on Instagram. Just because everything's messed up, you still can purchase your wigs. You just got to buy them online. And if you can find somebody local, they'll may even deliver some to you. I've been seeing a lot of that. So it's just about thinking outside the box and going along with what your skill is. Good Lord. Somebody, shout out to my man Fred in Southwest. Does that mean penis and pussy? Can we sell that too? Is that an investment? No, sir. It's not.
It is not. We do not promote.
We do not promote prostitution on this show. Even though times are getting tough, in a minute everybody gonna be goddamn selling something. In a minute.
Now, but no. Everything that's going on, we do not recommend that anyway, because it's a safety hazard. It is.
Yeah.
It goes against everything about social distancing. So.
Yeah, and even Southwest and shit, you got to fight corona, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and all that shit at the same goddamn time. You're getting jumped. No thanks. All right. Moving on. Okay, this question. Okay, I'll read your question, Fred. I'm going to dig through the pile and get his out. Okay. Fred asked, about a month ago, a white man came on TV talking about interest rates was dropped to zero. Does that mean I can get my mortgage reduced from the interest?
From what I'm hearing, that is the case. You probably know more about that than I do, Hakim.
No.
You don't know about it? Well, no, it doesn't.
No. The answer is no. Shit is locked. So if you went in at 4.3, 4.5, that's what you got. It has no bearing on your current shit you done signed on your 15 or 30-year plan. It is what it is. Now, for new people going in, you know, you might be able to do something. But your mortgage rates and your interest rate, when the Fed come out and say he's going to do something with interest rates, it very seldomly affects mortgage rates. Because mortgage companies and banks like to do some fuck shit. So just don't look for any reduction there. And be honest with you, if they reduce there, if they get a reduction there, they're going to do an addition somewhere else. So, and that's one of the things Wells Fargo and Bank of America got caught doing. So you don't want them to just keep it the way it is. Stop looking for discounts. just live with it. Second part of his question, and what about my 401k, and does it affect his savings? You want to touch on that, Queen? Or
I would know, so you can go ahead.
Your 401k, no. Your savings, yes. It will punch your savings in the nuts.
Mm.
Okay? So in terms of the interest, so if you're waiting for the interest to grow on – let's say you had $300, $400, $500 sitting there, and you're forcing yourself not to touch it, so the interest can grow. That affects that. I recommend that you pull your money out of big banks and put them in a credit union. You might got a better shot because they read things differently. And the other thing is CDs is the way to go when you see interest rates, because he's not raising them anytime soon until at least this corona shit is over with. So if you got the wherewithal, the ability to cop a CD, now's the time, because it'll grow. Your savings will not grow with an interest of zero. Right?
Right.
Just good luck with that. Okay. Someone's asking about, should we invest in weed dispensaries?
They are not taking a hit, actually. You know, it is a lot to be able to have a weed dispensary. It's a lot, and it takes time. I mean, unless you have just, you know, you're rich, but it takes time to get one of those up and going. And it also depends on where you reside at. But that's one of the things that I've been hearing is not taking a bad hit. It's actually been an increase in profits at these locations. But you also, just like any business, you have to look at where you're located at and if there's a need for you. Because if there's no need and they already have one that's established and well-known and they're picking up all the business, it wouldn't make sense. That's just like having a business and they're right next door to each other and they're selling the same exact thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to go to where you've been going, that you know the quality, you know, you can get what you need to get? Or are you going to go to take a chance on something that's not a sure thing?
I guess if you got the money to invest, that's not that's not a $400 or $500 business plan. So if you got the funds to do it, fine. But let's be honest, right now, let me go invest into marijuana where I can't get out and move it. Well, one, it's not a 5-day turnaround business. It ain't a turnkey business here. So you got to go through a bunch of federal hoops you got to jump through. And most federal offices are not even working at full capacity. So, shit, I'm still waiting for something from the Attorney General Secretary of State of Pennsylvania. And shit, I already know he ain't going to get back to me today. Shit is over with. So to try to engage in that now, right now you should be working on your business plan for it. Sit down
mm-hmm.
with a professional business plan guy like myself and figure out what the step-by-step things you need to do. What is your working capital that you need to get up to get that project done? Because that's a big, big thing, and it's government-related. So you got hoops to jump through. Insurance and all that other bullshit.
Different type of licenses. Are you just selling? Are you growing too? Like, do you know all the different type of strands? And it's very costly. Believe me, because someone I knew was supposed to be opening one a couple of years ago and
mm-hmm.
wanted me to manage it. So you know me, if I'm going to be a part of something, I have to research it. And believe me, it's great money, but it's not an overnight thing. You have so much upfront money that you have to come up with just as far as getting the ball, you know, rolling and different licenses, location. You can't just put one anywhere. It's a lot. So this is not let me invest a few dollars and then I'm going to be making money tomorrow. It's not one of those things. I mean, if you have the money and it's a long-term goal, then it's a good investment. But the way things are right at this moment, it's not a fly-by-night type of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Shout out to Janet Jackson. There's courses you take, and yeah, that I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And every state has its own guidelines. This is not a
mm-hmm.
federal initiative. This is a state by state. That's why some states allow it and some don't. So just do the research, and if you need the research done, contact me, and I'll charge you a little fee to do the work. But on to the next question. This one is from Lamont from West Philly. Shout out to Lamont. He wants to know, are landlords really kicking people out during this bad economy and this crisis?
I've seen different things where landlords are still requesting their rent regardless of the situation that's going on. I've reached out to my landlord. I have not heard back from my landlord, but a lot of these landlords are going to have their hands out on the first, regardless whatever breaks that they are getting. They're still going to have their hands out. I know it's supposed to be something in place, and I think every state is different, where they can't evict you. What they're not supposed to be able to. But
mm-hmm.
I know when certain rules come into place, it's a state-by-state thing. And so,
yeah.
You know, they're saying, you know,
people are being told, oh, don't pay your rent, don't pay your car note, don't pay your gas, electric, et cetera, because you're not going to have to pay for April. If you can pay, pay. If you can't, if you don't have the whole thing, put something on it. Because when this is all over and said, you're going to have to, I mean, you use it, so you're going to have to pay it. It's going to be a lot on our economy, but my advice is if you have bills and you can pay them, pay what you can to kind of minimize in the end what you owe. Go ahead, Akim, you got anything to add to that?
This is a state by state. All right, listen, because there's a lot of questions that are along these lines. It's like there's no one rule nationwide, y'all. Depending on where you're from, there's different rules. If you're in New York, I think I've heard Governor Cuomo say that no, you rent will be, you know, you can't throw anybody out. I think I even heard Murphy say the same thing over there with y'all in Jersey. But I don't know what Wolf said here in PA. I can't catch Wolf ass on TV long enough. It's almost like he's scared. He come out and say something, then he pew. So I can't tell you. All I can say is Google it. It's a state by state basis. You have to figure out what to do. Just do the research. And if you're here in Philly, so you can hit 311 and they'll direct you to the proper people. Or 411. I don't even know if we got a 411 here. Never used them damn things. All right, we got an anonymous question.
Okay.
Give me a second. Me and my fat fingers. This is from an anonymous person. Doesn't want their name said. Someone wants to get their mortgage deferred for 3 months hardship offered so they can rebuild their savings. Since it won't affect her credit, could she or should she continue to make her payments?
She said she wants to put in a deferment.
Yeah, and FYI, her payments will go back on the end of her loan. Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you? I would, because you're paying the principal. So I would do it. I would keep making the payments. Because if you stop and you think about it like this, if your mortgage is $650 and you know you're going through a hardship. And you decide, hey, look, the bank is going to give me 3 months. They approved it. So logically, you don't have the $650 to do every month. But if you got like $150 that you can spare, you should pay that because that should be going to the principal. The FYI, the back of the loan, the end of the loan, that's the principal. Because when you are paying that first bunch of money, which can go for years and years, you're actually paying the finances charges and you're paying the bullshit fees. Then you start working your way down the principal. That's why most financial advisors, if I sit down with a person and I'm going over their finances and I'm trying to help them with their home so we can do the business next, and I look at their mortgage and I go, well, your mortgage is $450. Why are you only paying $450 when you can afford to pay $900? Why am I going to pay now? Because one's going to go to the front end, one's going to go to the back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did that consistently, you turn in a 30-year mortgage to a 15. So it's all about let me hurry up and get this bank off my ass. I will still get them something.
Yeah, because we all know when you finance things and everything, and then you're not just paying what that thing costs. You're paying your interest and everything else. So if you could pay a little more, pay a little more.
Just because they say pay this a month, when you can pay a little more, do so. But and they are giving the 90-day grace period for homeowners for their mortgage. And like I said, that doesn't mean you will never have to pay that. It's just that you are being given more days, you know, a little more time to pay without, you know, accumulating, you know, late fees and stuff like that. And the same thing with evictions. For evictions or foreclosures, you have 60 days where you don't have to worry about being evicted. But you know, you got some little devils out there. I'm telling you. But like I can say, make sure you look up according to your state, because you want to make sure you have. So if your landlord or whomever do try to evict you or anything, then you have that proof right in front of you to be able to say, look, you can't. You know what rights you have at this time in this crisis. Because if you don't know, or they think you don't know, they will try it. Because you have some people out here like that.
Yep. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Sure. Oh, look, why that giggle? Always, I don't know what the, when when you giggle before you read a question, I don't know.
Because I don't know, right? You know what? Let me come back to that question again, because it's a goofy-ass question. Let me ask this next one. This is another anonymous. If your child goes to Catholic school and school is not in session currently, should the school still require full payment?
I have a coworker that's going through the same thing, and that school requested full payment on that tuition and that dorm. I don't know if anything has changed now, considering now, you know, things are being shut down, but some people still have access to online learning. Even though they gave them a choice whether to stay at the dorm or not, and even when they chose not to stay at the dorm, they still were getting charged for it. I know some other schools, well, like daycares and stuff that's open, they're charging something they call a holding fee, where when all this is over, your child will have a spot left at the school. But they are open to provide care for the essential workers only, and they have to show proof. They have to get, you know, this cleared by the state, and they had to show proof that you're an essential worker in order for your child to be watched. So if your child isn't going and you're not a non-essential worker, then you still have a fee that you have to pay. So your child will have a spot there. Because the employees that's there, they still want to be able to pay their employees that's there.
Yeah, for me, it's I would definitely, if you can dig up any contractual information that was given at the time, I would definitely look it over, or at least go up on their website and look at some of the terms of agreement. But more than likely, the answer is yes, because the Catholic school and private school operate under the same. Most of the time, they operate under the same principles, where you going to pay. We providing a service, because I'm assuming your child is home and doing online homework and getting packages sent, or he has to log in to a computer. So from what their job is, I am here to teach, and I'm doing that from the computer or from what I'm sending you. So they're going to keep charging you the same fee. I would call and ask questions. I would look up any terms of agreement to see where you got some wiggle room to rumble. But don't hold your breath. So, all right. This one is from Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany out there in Darby, PA. Second time listener.
Shout out.
And she and she says, I need you guys to answer a question for me so my stupid ass fiance can get the message. Now is not the time to buy a car off the lot. True or false?
I wouldn't recommend it. If you have a means of transportation right now, use what you have. Add another unnecessary expense at this present time. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. So you have to think, when it comes to spending, you have to be, it has to make sense. So if it's not a necessity right now, then I wouldn't do it.
Right now, you're going to go to the lot and buy a brand new car. For what, bruh?
Where you going?
You know, where you going? Where the fuck you going? You
going
to go out there and wash that motherfucker? You going to ride him around the block? You going to go drive him over to Giant so you can stand in line on the outside? Listen, I'm not here to tell people what to do with their money. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be making any major purchases right now. And we're down to our last 7 minutes and some change, and I'm glad this question popped up. We can't take, and I'm probably talking to myself when I say this shit, a lot of y'all are going to take this money and mentally masturbate with it. You're going to fuck yourselves up. For all of you who are getting deferments on loans, for all of you who are getting rent deferments and all this shit, you're going to have to pay it back. Because when the veil is lifted, these fucking property owners have every right to come to you. A landlord is not a corporation. It's probably some old fat white fuck who's just here to get money. Get it for you to pay his goddamn tab. Your rent is covering 2 months of mortgage for him. So if you lose your job and you're relying on unemployment, was only going to give you a good portion, a small portion of what you usually bring home every month. And then you got a stimulus. He can say, well, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you 3 months, and then boom. He has every right to come back and claim that 3 months that you didn't pay. So you can go ahead and jerk that money off. Some of y'all going to be buying these strippers and tricking it off. I see y'all already talking. Talking about having stripping parties in your basement with the money.
Yes, and stop asking to borrow money till you get your Trump check. That's the same thing as borrowing something until you get your income tax. Like, you don't even know. I'm telling you. I can't
see it. You dumb fucks. Listen, do not blow your money. Listen, you can't sit on social media and sit around your friends and complain and say you don't trust the government. Then when the government gives you something, you think it's just going to be give it up smooth. I get why they're giving out the money. I think it's a smart idea to give the money out so people can, so we don't fall into a depression completely. We're going to get there. There's no doubt about it. If we ain't there now, but at least people will have money in their pocket. So I wouldn't buy anything big until this stuff is over. Because we don't know what's going to happen. Here's some facts for you. Some of your favorite places that you like to go that are small little shops won't probably be opening back up. I'm going to spend at some point this week a lot of time talking to the people about how to shut down their brick and mortars and do it from home. And that's sad. There's no way in the world I should be having a conversation with my mother's hairdresser about how she's going to shut her shop down after 10 years and do it from her refinished basement. How could she do the paperwork legally? So it's that's a reality. So you do not want to be put in a situation like we were in with the banks, because what's going to happen is big fish eat little fish. So here you are dealing with a company that you got some finance deal with something, and a bigger company comes to eat it, and they come in with a whole new gang of rules. And then you got new service fees, new service charges, because some of these places that you are about to go into business with probably won't be around. They can't sustain this. So you go ahead down there on Kensington, fucking around with them damn the car lots if you want. Happy hunting. But be smart with your money. Y'all should be thinking about creating cash reserves, putting yourself on a strict budget, only spending what you need. And there's about four of you on the line right now who got terrible spending habits, who are goddamn shopping junkies. So I see all them goddamn new shoes coming through the timeline. So, no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for I got all this Trump money. Let me go get two more iPhones for me and the kids. All right. Okay, this one is from a small business owner. And okay, she doesn't want me to read out her business, but she's asking, she's in Philly, and she's saying there's a lot of federal money coming through the pike and some state money, and I'm even hearing about the mayor getting $85 million. What's the guarantee that black business owners is going to get some of this bread that's rolling through?
You said in Philly?
It's happening in Philly, but it's happening on a whole bunch of other cities and states. It's happening over in Jersey, too.
Is this a loan thing or a grant? Is this something that people are going to have to pay back? I heard about something that people are going to have to pay back because they don't. Business owners does not qualify for, you know, the stimulus checks, so they are getting loans.
Yeah, what's happening is you have that you have the federal stimulus that's coming, and they want to use the Small Business Administration to filter it out amongst the states. So you would technically have to go to your state's Small Business Administration to get some of that money. Then they have grant money that's coming out that only certain people can qualify for. Now, on the state level, you're like, for instance, you're in Jersey. Murphy has money that he's putting together for his own version of the stimulus. Then he's going to have the Trump money. And then you go down to your mayor. Your mayor's going to have a stimulus. It ain't going to be as big as the other ones, but it's going to be something, because it's in their best interest to put money in the hands of small business owners so they don't close down. You know, right now, if you turn on and you listen to a lot of these business networks, you're hearing a lot of them talking about daycare centers. And if you ever worked or ran or operated a daycare or a preschool, that is not a turnkey business. You can't just, hey, everybody go back to work and get up tomorrow, open it up, let the kids back in. No, you have to go get the Keystone Stars program back up and running. You got to get your food plan back up and running. You got to go get the damn food. Then you have to make sure that you got the place sanitized, which means you got to hire a cleaning crew to come in. It's so many different things that you got to do to get these daycares and facilities and stuff like that back up and running. So there are the people I'm worried about the most. I don't want to sound cruel, but I'm not worried about you barbershops and you hair salons, because y'all can do that shit anywhere. It's going to be hard. It's going to be messed up. And I know that sounds harsh, but there's too many other people I got to rely on. I mean, that I need to worry about. Because when it comes to kids and their pre-K, you know, that real early learning, focus on 4-H, that they're more important than y'all getting y'all hair done. I'm sorry. So, we're out of time, Queen.
Oh, damn.
Should have made this a 2-hour joint.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will be able to get to the rest of the questions on another show. As we stated before, this is an ongoing issue, so we will have to revisit it because things are constantly going to be changing and more information are going to be given out as this thing goes on. So feel free to send in your questions. Also going to work on doing these videos on the YouTube to answer some of these questions as well. Any last words, Hassan, before?
I got a bunch of crazy people saying bring back the sex talk. We don't want to think about Corona anymore. So let's give them something freaky on Thursday. So
absolutely, the show for the people. So that concludes our show for the night. So till next time, good night, everybody.
With y'all horny asses.